I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski here. Welcome to another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I am your host. And I'd like to spotlight the client experience on the show for two reasons. One, when you or anyone you know makes a decision to work with somebody, it's not simply just a transaction. We want it to be a real experience for you because experience is where the transformation happens and where the real change happens, the real lasting change. And the other thing that we like to talk about on this show is how we can massively improve customer value. So what we're going to be doing today, I'm going joined by Natalie Shortsleeve, who is a nutrition and mindset coach. And we're going to be talking a little bit about her programs, how she helps her clients get results, and what that looks like in terms of customer value. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, of course. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. So please introduce yourself, if you would. Just tell me a little bit about you, your background, how you got to do what you do, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'll jump right in. As you said, I'm Natalie Shortsleeve, and I am now a nutrition coach and mindset expert, really focusing on habit and behavior change for lasting results. And I got to this area, I would say, in a couple of different ways. I used to be overworked, burned out, working in a law firm, and I loved what I did, but it was not the fit for me. You know, I gained a lot of weight. I was really unhappy, and I felt that there has to be a way that I could balance my life. So I decided I need to get my stuff together, and I decided to get a personal trainer. And I was working with my personal trainer, and I'm sitting there, and this was my aha moment. I'm sitting there on the mat after a workout, you know, with this huge smile on my face, as you know, like those post-workout endorphins, you know, running through me. And I realized I need to help other people feel this feeling, like that feeling right then and there, that happiness, that joy. And I decided, it took me over a year, but I decided at that point I needed to leave my career. I needed to pursue other people's happiness. And that led me down a path first to become a personal trainer. I went back to school and I studied fitness and I loved helping other people get strong. But I would notice when they'd stop working out with me that they would gain the weight back, they would stop working out, and their habits didn't really stick, you know? And so I said, well, maybe it's nutrition. Maybe, you know, that's the missing piece. So I went back to school again and I became a nutritionist and I started coaching women on nutrition. And I said, yes, this is great. I'm helping them eat better. They're living better. They're moving better. But the same thing started happening when they'd stop their sessions with me. They'd kind of revert back to their old ways. So that's when I realized the missing component was the mindset. Mm-hmm. And biggest shift for me, and I say this all the time to my clients, you get what you work for, but you keep what you think you deserve.
Interesting.
Yeah, let that sit in.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You can work out all you want and get a six pack, right? You can starve yourself and lose weight. We don't want that. It's possible.
Right. People do it all the time.
Yeah. But if you don't truly believe that you're worthy of that better fit life that you so desire, your actions are not going to align long term with your goals and you're not going to see long term results. That's what I do. That's how I've shifted and become what I am now. My practice is to help people get that, you know, as you said, the experience, that long term experience.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not just about the short term. Okay. I want to lose 20 pounds. No. I want to coach myself out of a job. I want you to be able to do this on your own and feel confident to be able to do this on your own forever.
Well, you know, one of the things that I personally believe is we get what we believe. So we can talk about the things that we want, like in your case, you know, working with a client or your own work as a client when you were working with a trainer. You know, we can say this is what we want. I really want to accomplish this, whatever it is. I really want to work on this over here, whatever that is. But what we get is what we believe, because we attract what we are. So in other words, you can't just out hustle and get to where you're going to be, to your point, and stay there long term. So, and I think that's a big disconnect for a lot of people. I think, well, I worked so hard. I did all the right things. I'm like, yeah, but do you really believe that you can achieve the result that you want? Because at the end of the day, that's really what's holding you back.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And that's really what is going to create that lasting joy, because joy is a fleeting moment. But if we can create it and find it, we can find it anywhere, and then we can have it forever.
Yeah. And the idea is so that we can self-regulate, so that we can control our internal temperature, right? So that when the things around us are not going the way that we want, that we don't have to let that dictate who we become, who we are, the choices we make, et cetera, right?
Exactly. I love it. The way that I put that is becoming a warm-blooded creature.
Right? Yeah.
Cold-blooded creature, they allow their external temperatures, you know, what's around them, to dictate what they are inside. Yeah. And the goal is to become that warm-blooded creature that doesn't matter if it's cold outside. Like we were just talking earlier, I went outside, even though it's freezing cold and it's rainy and it's snowy. I did it because internally, I know that's what's best for me.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. So fast forward to now, and you're helping people, not just with their nutrition, but you're helping people like with their thought process around it too. So what does it really look like to work with you?
It's a lot of deep thinking.
Hmm.
You know, I start that. This is not, you know, the two things I ask my clients to, the two rules I have for my clients is, number one, don't ghost me. You know, don't ghost me. I know it gets scary and it's tough, and we just want to bail because, again, our brains don't have the evidence that we can do this. So our brains would rather go back to what's familiar, even though it's not beneficial. And what's familiar is failure a lot of the times. So we give up, right? So number one, don't ghost me. And number two, be honest, open, honest communication. Tell me what's going on. Tell me you know, don't really like that I'm pestering you every day and reminding you to do your habits. Tell me that you can, you know, maybe you need more of a little bit of a push, that kind of stuff. So working with me is a lot of handholding and reminders that you can do this. We just don't want to.
Yeah.
Even though we don't.
I'll even go a little further and say, I don't even know that it's that we don't want to. It's just that, and look, we see this every single January when everybody decides that they're going to take charge of their health. They're going to work out. They're going to lose weight. They're going to eat better, the whole thing. Right. And we see everybody start out all gangbusters. But really at the end of, and this is why about really, it's about now we're recording this. It's close to the end of January, is that people drop out. Well, why do they drop out? It's because they don't understand at the beginning the actual change that it's going to require in them to keep the changes going and to sustain them. Right.
Yeah. And it's that all or nothing mentality we have. You know, we have this fake date of January 1st where, okay, now I'm going to do it. I haven't done it before, but I'm going to do it all. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the all, right? It can start with, I like to say, start with making your bed.
Just
make your bed in the morning. Have that one win. Because the more little wins we have, they snowball into that confidence.
Yes.
And I'll clarify, it's not that we don't want it, but it's that we haven't experienced it yet. And so our brain feels comfortable with not having it. And so pulling our brain out of that, and that's really what I do, is helping you pull your brain out of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and anytime we're starting to do something new and different, you know, our monkey brain or lower brain is going to push back on that, because we're creatures of habit, and our brains are really wired to keep us safe, you know, and to keep us from getting eaten by a tiger or whatever else, you know, if you think thousands of years ago, right? And even though that's not so much the case now, literally, but there's still, when we're looking at trying to achieve something that we really want, that we've never been able to do before, okay? It isn't just as simple as the action steps. There's a fundamental belief and feeling there within us that we can't do it, that it's too hard, that that's just not me. That ship has sailed, whatever it is, right?
Yeah. And so that's when you dig deeper and you ask yourself, well, okay, when was the time that I have been able to achieve something, right? Yeah. You ask yourself, find that evidence. I like to think, you know, you have the stacks of evidence on your shoulder telling you, I haven't been able to do it. I can't stay consistent. This hasn't worked in the past. And okay, fine. We have all those stacks. That's stacked pretty high. But there are things on the other side of the shoulder that do have the positive evidence that it can happen. We just need to look a little deeper to pull them out. And when we do have those small wins, we got to celebrate those wins because we need to remind ourselves.
We're really good at creating evidence for why we do what we do, right? It's just, you know, it's some people call it a story. Some people call it, you know, and we learn. That's kind of one of the things that our brain does for us is that it sort of cherry picks things to prove to us that we're right. You know,
yeah, the red car theory. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's really like, it's hard at the end of the day to, you know, admit to ourselves as to, you know, why that wouldn't work. And so it's easy to fall back on something like, well, just like before, you know, I knew that I knew it was going to be an uphill battle, you know, or whatever, right? That's part of what our mind does for us.
Yeah. And I like to challenge my clients and the people that I work with and even my friends and family. They're almost annoyed with me at this point.
Totally.
I challenge them to, you know, we have that, what's the saying? Spiraling downwards, right? We're spiraling into our thoughts. We can spiral upwards too, right? Yeah. I challenge you, if you have a negative thought, I challenge you to find the opposite thought.
Yeah.
Well, what if it does work? Like, what happens if it does work? Yeah. And so
I also like the shift where we say, what if there were no problem? What would you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That gets them to think every time.
How would you frame it? Well, if there were no problem, what would we be talking about? If that weren't the problem, what would we be talking about? Right.
Exactly. So. It's like motivational interviewing and asking, you know, the seven whys of, okay, well, if that's not the problem, let's remove that problem. What else? What's your next excuse?
Yeah. Got you. So let's talk a little bit about your programs and your client experience, since that's what the show is about. So talk to me a little bit first about the basic philosophy, if you will, or the basic approach that you take in your client experience, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So what makes your experience different from, say, another program or another, you know, challenge or whatever you want to call it?
So one of the things I differentiate myself is the whole package. So I'm not just here to, as I said before, help you lose weight. I don't want you to ever need to go to another weight loss clinic, coach, program again. I want to teach you. I believe in the, you know, teach a man to fish, not give a man to fish philosophy.
Right.
So I'm all about education on how to do this yourself. So there's a lot of upfront education. Number one, this is not stuff we're taught in school. You know, so there's a lot of upfront education. I have a video online learning course that I developed that really touches on nutrition 101, how to eat, when to eat, all of that stuff, even into emotional eating, body image, self-sabotage, stress, sleep, water, all of the things. And then a huge portion towards the end of my program, working with my clients, is teaching them how to live in a life post diet. And I think that's a huge differentiator, because so many people just want that quick fix. I just want to lose weight and then I'm on my way. But that's where we end up yo-yoing. So a big difference in how I structure my program is, I'm going to make sure you know how to do this after we lose the weight. How do we live in a life where you don't have to count your calories? You're not, you know, needing, or do you need to worry about having that extra donut or not, right? What does that look like?
Yeah, I like that. I like how you say, you frame it, a life post diet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you're really helping them. You're not only helping them get there, but you're really setting them up for success, right? And helping them continue on this path over here to the new life that they're creating.
Yeah. And that's exactly, I love the word you just used, because they are creating it, right? We're the architects of our own lives. And so creating, as you said before, that story, right? We're creating our own narrative. And so you have a new identity. And that's one of the I think the best things for me as a coach to watch the client transformation is seeing them become and embody a different identity.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So obviously there's more than just one way to work with you. So let's talk a little bit about your programs and like how you have that set up. Like what are the ways that people can work with you?
So right now I have two current offers. I have my VIP offer, which is we work on Zoom. Everything right now is virtual. It is funny because I used to always be in person pre-COVID and then bouncing around virtual just kind of worked post-COVID. But right now I'm working fully virtual, one-on-one with clients. Every single week we meet on Zoom for an hour. They have every single day tracking capabilities. I have my own app that I have my clients being able to import data and track all of the things.
Make it really easy for them.
That's the key. You need to make it easy. Yeah. You know, you need to make it easy.
Well, I mean, behavior change, you know, we don't want to like dress it up and say, oh, this is going to be like no problem at all. You know, I mean, it if people could do it on their own, they would, right? But so I like the idea that you're meeting them where they are and you're giving them like a simple tool so that they can get those daily wins. Right.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, there's no one size fits all. I just had a consult call with a client yesterday who says, I don't track. I don't do this. I don't do this. And all I heard was identity, identity, identity. Right. But you got to meet them where they're at. So she's not walking 10,000 steps yet. She's walking about 1500. Okay. Let's start with 1500. Let's see tomorrow if we can get 1500 steps. And the next day, let's see if we can get 1550. That's 50 steps more. You know, that's it. You got to meet them where they are. And that's how behavior change becomes easy, right? Yeah. It's not easy, but when we break it down in such tiny steps, it feels easier.
Yeah. Very good point. So you have the VIP offer, which I'm guessing is your higher end offer. That's like a one-on-one offer, right?
It's a full virtual meeting with me one-on-one. You also have 24/7 capability to reach out to me, text me, all of that, and access to my course. And then my lower offer is very similar, except we're not meeting one-on-one. We have a initial kickoff call because I think it's really important to establish that one-on-one connection. I found, as I said before, my two rules, honesty and openness. And I think when we have this Zoom call, you get to see who I am. I get to see who you are. Yeah. And there it establishes a trust.
Yeah, you know? Totally. I agree with you.
That's
yeah.
what the relationship from coach to client is. It's a trusting relationship. They're trusting I'm helping them and I'm trusting they're going to put in the work. So my lower offer is using the app and there's a weekly written check-in. So instead of the weekly virtual check-in that we have, it's a written check-in that I've had about 20-ish questions. Pretty in-depth, goes over the past week, what went wrong and why, what went right and why. You know, habits did you set up that enabled that success or not success? And then set ourselves up for the following week. So currently those are my two offers. In the spring, I'm about to launch kind of a hybrid where it'll be my lower offer, but with office hours. So it's more of a group support office hours, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. So the lower offer, let's say, you know, people would come to you, you get a kickoff call. So that's like a one-on-one session where you kind of lay the ground rules and kind of say, here's the plan, right?
Yep.
Then you have regular check-ins, but they're either written, I'm assuming that's an email, or they use your app, right?
So the check-ins are within an app. They get a prompt email saying your check-ins due, sync all your data, and then answer all the questions. And then I respond, depending on if I've done my hair or not, I respond either with a video or an audio or a very detailed written response.
Okay. And then how long is that normally? Is that like 90 days, 120 days? What does that look like?
So I've found to actually create real lasting change, minimum is 6 months.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So that's on the lower offer then. So your VIP offer is just more, you know, pardon the expression, but it's a little bit more handholding. It's a little bit more like you said, one-on-one private time. So they have obviously more access to you. So that's just a little more of an elite offer, it sounds like. So that sounds to me like private coaching for a 6-month commitment again. Is that what you do?
Yep, exactly. And that's how it is. And I felt that some people want that and need that, and some people don't. And so that's why I have the two offers. I've had clients where we've had consult calls and they say, I don't have the time to meet with you every week. You know, I think I just need a written check-in's fine. And they do the lower support and they're so successful. And I've had clients who started with the lower support.
And human beings need accountability though. I mean, I think a lot of people have a big story. Well, I can do it myself. You know, I know what to do. I hear that from my clients a lot too. Well, I know what to do. But the reality is at the end of the day, we're not going to follow through because it's human nature to get distracted. It's human nature to get busy. And, you know, and we want to tell ourselves that we can, but at the end of the day, if we knew all the things and we had the results that we wanted, we would already be doing the things, right? So, and on, if I'm really being honest, I feel like underneath that for a lot of people is a fundamental lack of belief in themselves. Mm-hmm. And so as coaches, it's really up to us to, you know, help people elevate that by, you know, holding the space and showing them, look, this doesn't have to be your story, but it has, you need accountability to be able to do that.
Yeah. You need the accountability to point it out sometimes, actually.
Yeah.
I think that is the biggest. So I have my online learning course. And as I mentioned, one of the videos that I cover, one of the topics I cover, it's actually a 3-week topic that we go through is body image. The biggest breakthroughs I find are with that. I have a body image challenge. And on the second day, I have these women get undressed in front of a mirror and write down all of the negative things that come to their mind. And then I have them say it out loud to themselves. And I have them ask, where did these thoughts come from? Because they weren't born thinking this way, right? They didn't make these thoughts up. And so when you can find where they came from, you can learn to separate it, right? Separate the emotion from the triggered response. There's always going to be a trigger, right? There's always going to be some triggered action.
Totally.
And the biggest breakthroughs I've had with my clients, especially the moms, I ask them, what would you do if you heard your daughter saying those words?
Interesting.
And that's always the biggest, like, oh my. And it's this like shift. Mm. It's this shift in, I don't need to be mean to myself. I would never talk to that. I would never say that to my best friend. I would never want my daughter saying these things. And when I ask that question, that is the biggest shift I've found in my one-on-one clients and even in my lower support clients where it's just written check-ins, these big aha moments. And again, the belief, questioning where did this belief system come from?
Well, and I also think too that it's like a moment of, I don't want to call it just clarity, but it's like that aha moment, to use your word, where it's like if we check in and we're on, it's almost like if we do it like written or through a check-in, it doesn't quite seem the same thing as like verbally telling somebody, right? It's kind of that non-confrontational feeling. And look, for people to make a significant change in how they do things, the belief has to be there too. So you have to be working on the behavior change, but you have to be working on the change in how you're navigating it, you know, with your mind too.
Throughout. And it starts from the beginning. Before I even start to work with my clients, before our kickoff call, I have them fill out my mindset document. And that mindset document digs deep. It asks, you know, what are your thoughts and beliefs around exercise? What are your thoughts and beliefs around food and eating, right? All of these things, because I need you to understand that you were not born with these thoughts.
Yeah.
If you're not born with these thoughts, that means they were told to you and you adopted them. Which also means you can adopt new ones.
Yeah.
So it starts in the beginning and we work throughout.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Yeah, so you focus a lot on the mindset piece, but you're also helping people with their eating habits too, right? So it's not just the mindset piece, even though that's a big part of what you do.
I would say it's like 80%, honestly, because if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen, right? Your brain believes what it hears and what you tell it, and it begins to take action based off of those thoughts.
Yeah, very true. So
I like to say I'm a behavior change expert, and the byproduct of working with me is weight loss.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. When you put it like that, that makes sense. So I just have to ask you, business owner to business owner, what are some of the challenges that you've had in your business as far as, you know, making sure that you're attracting the right clients, that the clients are a good fit? You know, as far as your marketing goes, do you find that there are times of the year that you're, you know, obviously busier than other times of the year? I mean, how do you navigate that?
So it's interesting that you ask about the challenges, because I think to be honest, the biggest challenge that I've had is in my marketing, because I am a weight loss expert and I focus on helping people. I do help people lose weight, right? Sure. That is the goal. You're tracking your calories with me. You are tracking your steps. It's a trigger word. People don't want to hear it. And so I had to shift when I first started several years ago. I had to shift how I approached it and also my expectations. I thought, oh, everyone wants to lose weight. Of course they're going to sign up. And whether that may or may not be true, no one wants to talk about it.
Because it makes it more when you talk about it.
Yeah, it makes it scary. And if they're not ready, like there's stages of change, right? There's pre-contemplation, there's contemplation, there's action.
Right.
And if you're not ready, there's nothing I can do to get you to do the work, because you got to do the work, right? I can help you. I can hold your hand, but I am not chewing your food for you. I am not moving your body, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I had to shift my perspective on who I help. I can't help people who aren't ready. Yeah. And so, you know, I made an elevator pitch, you know, when I first started. I help women who are ready to lose weight, gain confidence, and build a health.
The expression I like to use is you can't want it more than they do.
Exactly.
And I feel like as coaches sometimes, and business owners really, it's hard because why wouldn't anybody want what we offer? Mm-hmm. You know, what we offer is life-changing. Why wouldn't anybody want it? But we can't want it more than they do. So it really, really what I'm hearing you say is it's really about the customer journey. It's about, you know, having, you know, people find you at the time that they're ready to entertain the change.
Yeah. And
like, you know, you can know it from a logical place. You tell that anyone who smokes, they know they need to stop smoking. That's the example I always use. But telling them all the reasons why they need to stop isn't going to help them stop. Right. So we have to sort of walk the fine line and be careful with the, this is why you need to do it, you know, and instead help inspire people so that they want to do it. you know?
Yeah. And know that it's going to take time. I just got a new client last week that I asked her, oh, how did you find me? Because she had DM'd me off of one of my reels that I said, DM me ready if you're ready to change your life and you know, stop emotionally eating. And she said that triggered her to take action. And I said, oh, and I remembered the name. And I said, you signed up for my emotional eating workshop that I did, but she didn't show up. I remember she signed up, but didn't show up. Okay. And I know that she'd been following me for over a year, you know, so she found me through a reel on, you know, the news feed on Instagram, felt connected in some way, but she wasn't ready yet, you know, and it took several steps for her to finally say, okay, I'm ready. And then even after this is why I laugh. She's the best. I love her. But even after she said ready, my response was, oh, I'm so excited. Congratulations on taking your first step. What are you striving for? Can I, you know, and what have you been struggling in achieving it? She didn't respond. And so I wrote back a couple of days later. I said, are you still ready or did you get cold feet? And she wrote back, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. And it's
kind of like called her out, but in a loving kind of way. So that she was like, yeah, I'm kind of no, let's go kind of thing. Right. So you were right. It sort of helped her recognize that.
Yeah. Cause change was scary. And I understand that. And my messaging is, I get it. I've been there. Yeah. I was overweight. Yeah. I took the action. I was ashamed of how I felt. Yeah. You know, it wasn't even how I looked. It was how I felt. I didn't feel good. And
so really at the end of the day, the challenge that you're talking about is kind of a shift in your marketing so that you're actually speaking to somebody who's at that right place, you know, who's at just the right point in their journey that they're willing to entertain the change. It's not somebody who gets on the scale one day and says, oh my gosh, I've got to lose weight. That person might know they need to lose weight, but they may not be ready.
Yeah. And they might sign up and not do the work.
Yeah.
Right. There has to be that level. And it wasn't even, I think the challenge wasn't even the shift in marketing. I think internally, the challenge was for me to understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big challenge.
So what are the challenges that you face with your marketing and kind of, you know, if you're all virtual, that's probably where you find most of your clients, right?
It's been a mix. It's interesting. It's been a mix. I've had a lot of referrals, which has been really great. And a lot of people, that's makes the world go around. I've had a lot of people come in through Instagram, a few on Facebook. And recently I'm now settled. I've been bouncing around since COVID from Vermont, Boston. Now I'm on Cape Cod. And so in the last year, I've kind of started to put some roots, even though I am virtual. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help, you know, I'm here to help anyone everywhere. I have clients all over the world. So I started kind of putting my roots in on where I am right now on Cape Cod. And it's been really amazing to see the local community really up and want to have lectures and seminars and be a part of it.
So you are like utilizing some in person too, it sounds like.
Yeah, I just started doing that the past couple months and it's really been rewarding. I used to work in person and I love the flexibility and I know you're hybrid. I love the flexibility of being able to, you know, I went to Vermont last week. I went snowboarding. It was great. I was able to take clients while I was there. I was able to do a check-in while I was on the ski lift.
Yeah.
But it is really great to have that physical energy too.
Yeah. Got you. So overall in general, when it comes to like growing your business, because you're going to be adding this new hybrid support offer in the spring, it's like, what are the challenges that you're facing with that? Because obviously as coaches and business owners, we want to be managing our growth, but we still want to ensure that we're having growth. And that usually means more clients, more sales, more different ways that people can work with us. How do you manage that as a business owner?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out of how far can I stretch myself without, until I need to hire.
I see.
So okay. I ideally would love, my plan is to grow and have a team of coaches underneath me. And I'm at that point, you know, I'm at that point where how many clients can I take myself until I need to, you know, until I can justify hiring someone else. And that's why I'm going to launch this kind of in-between program because it allows me to help more people. But only, you know, have three office hours a week. Mm-hmm. And help. So it's a group. You have an opportunity.
It's kind of lowering a barrier of access to you at the end of the day. Really? It's like it's lowering that barrier so that you're allowing, giving yourself an opportunity to be able to help people. And it's the same thing that you're already doing. You're just creating another way to do it is what it sounds like.
Exactly. And I'm trying to figure out that as I'm trying to grow and I'm at that, you know, that brimming point where I'm at the top and I'm trying to say, well, how much can I handle? And that's kind of how I handled it was, okay, I'm going to open up a different level of support where I can help more people and still be able to have just me because I haven't been able to take that plunge yet to hire my next coach. I'm almost there, but not quite. I'm in contemplation mode.
Okay. I hear you. So before we wrap up, I always like to talk about wins. So tell me some of your wins as a business owner in terms of like who you've, whether it maybe it's a client win, maybe it's a win as a business owner that you're like, hey, I realized that this isn't quite as hard as I thought it was going to be. I do think that people like to hear what our wins are.
I think my biggest win, and we kind of touched on it a little bit regarding identity. And I would say it's a win for a client, but also a win for me as a coach. When I see that client transformation, when they shift identities. And to be specific, I had this one client and she lives in Australia and it's always 6 a.m. her time when we meet and 4 p.m. my time. And, you know, without fail, she shows up and she's just been wonderful. And I've worked with her for 2 years now.
Wow.
And one of her issues was emotional eating. She would binge at night. And that's when she came to me, she says, oh, I'm just an emotional eater. That's what I do. I binge. And again, the I statements, identity statements.
Who I am. Right.
Yeah. And we worked so much on the, you know, not just mantras, but those identity statements. I did this and I have my clients do this, put sticky notes on the mirror in the bathroom. And every single time you're in the bathroom and you look at that mirror, you read those sticky notes. I am whatever it is that you need to hear. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am worthy. I am, you know, someone who can regulate their emotions, whatever it may be. And so we worked on this a lot. And there was this one session that we had that she told me, she said something about, oh, I was eating or I was watching TV with my husband last night. And he, you know, he was eating all the snacks and I said, oh, did you have any? And she goes, oh, I don't do that. And I, yes.
Yeah. Yes. She's literally like becoming that next version of herself.
Yeah. And she wasn't even making a big deal, but she goes, oh, I don't do that. Like that was
like it was a fact.
Well, because it is that.
Yeah.
And it was that so like blunt, nonchalant statement of, I don't do that. Like, what are you talking about?
That's not who I am, right?
Yeah. And so that I would say that was, you know, besides all of the, I've helped women lose over 100 pounds. She was one of them. And, you know, all of those, the cool, great wins, that was the biggest one. The shift in identity when I have my clients.
Really, that's just reaffirming to you why you do what you do. Right?
Exactly. And it's that moment back on that mat when I was, you know, sitting right after a personal training session. With that pure happiness, that's the exact feeling that I'm giving other people of changing their identities.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So how can people connect with you?
You can connect with me on Instagram. My name is Natalie Shortsleeve, all one word on Instagram, no underscore or anything. Same with on Facebook. And my website, my company name is my website, yourbetterfitlife.com.
yourbetterfitlife.com.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Your Better Fit Life. So it's interesting you use Fit Life, even though that's not really what you teach.
Well, I think that it's about being fit is not just movement. So I've been a personal trainer for 9 years and I help, and part of what I do with my clients is I help them find a movement, a fitness regimen, a routine that works for them, right? I want to teach them how to work out on their own so that they don't have to rely on other people. Yeah. But fit is not just exercise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being fit is.
Yeah, I've been in the fitness industry for 30 years. I get it.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's why I really liked better fit life, your better fit life, because this is the life you're trying to create. It's your better fit life.
I like it. I like it. I wish more people would talk about it like that instead of like fitness is just isolated to this over here. It's really like, you know, to your point, it's like part of like our part of our identity and how we're living and all of that. It just becomes part of who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for making time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Of course.
Absolutely. So for you listening and watching wherever it is that you are, if you're hearing me or if you're watching this, then if this conversation has been really inspirational for you and you'd like to share it with a friend, please just copy the link and do so as a free gift for me. You can also connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and we will do it for you. If you just reach out to us and connect with us, we will make sure that this gets to where you would like it to go. This is exactly why these types of conversations, I think, are really, really important, not just from a consumer standpoint, but from a business owner standpoint, because it is so important when we're delivering services to the public in general, to clients, to customers, to whatever you want to call them, that we always keep in mind that our number one goal is to provide amazing value. But we want to do that within an experience setting. We don't want it to feel like a transaction or another program. And that's really what we talk about on the show. So if what you've heard today is helpful for you in any way and you want to connect with Natalie, you can find her website in the show notes. You can connect with her through her social media channels. You will also find that as well. And if you're interested in learning more about how we can help you build your online community, how we can help you structure your offers to build the ultimate hybrid business model, which is the future of business, really regardless of which industry you're in, you can learn more about that on my website, www.theallisonk.com, or you can connect with me directly. Just send me a private message and say, hey, this was really helpful. You know, we're happy to just answer your questions. Thank you so much for all of your support of me, of my message, of this show, of my other show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is why we're consistently rated high, you know, in the search engines and why we have listeners all over the world. And it's because of people like you. So just know that how super grateful I am for each and every one of you. That's what we got for you this week on the podcast. We will see you next time. Bye.